And then if a horse had a good tough foot, they'd stay on there sometimes till it wore out. But sometimes the foot would grow out and they'd have to put them back the second time.
And you said you've been calling them the feet, but they're really...
They're just hoofs. The horse are just got hoofs, you know.
They played a game pitching those?
Yeah, take them old shoes or you take new ones. Now there's a boy here that, of course, you don't know much about horseshoes, I don't get. But he had a, showed me some. He used to work for hardware. They were here at Maryland now, but we raised him here. And he had, he'd went and bought four of them. He stayed, we worked down there at the hardware and they was selling out and they sold him them. Well, an ordinary horse with a good foot would use about a number four horseshoe. Well, that boy's got some down there that they're number eights, biggest ones they use down now. They had horses up here on Little River that had feet that big. And them eights is as big as that.
Gee.
I've got old horseshoes down there that I could show you if you understand.
Like those horses that they...
Them logging horses had bigger feet. They was western horses. They'd get them big, they ship them here, a lot of them. And they logged them mountains up there.
Clydesdales had great big feet.
Huh?
Clydesdales, the kind of Budweiser.
Well, these are the
full beer trucks.
Big purchasers or western horses.
Yeah.
They shipped horses.
Yeah, yesterday we were talking about cattle and so forth. And when a cow is about to give birth, you'd say the cow is going to...
Well, we just say she's going to have a calf. That's just about it.
Would you ever use drop a calf or come fresh?
Well, that's, people talk about their cows, you know. Now, a cow goes dry, you know, before she has her calf.
Mm-hmm.
And then the women that talk about her cow, they're going to be fresh in a few days,
mm-hmm.
you know. Then when they're fresh, they'd let them go for about 2 weeks, and then they'd go saving their milk again.
I see.
Or they'd say, a cow, she's going to drop a calf any day, you know, or something like that. That's just that old saying is here.
How did you call your cows in from the pasture?
Suck, suck, suck.
And how about to make them stand still at milking time?
Well, they're different ways to do that. Some of them stand still. You'd have to get them in a barn or somewhere or another.
Might you ever say anything?
I have had them so bad you'd have to maybe tie them up. You've got to learn a cow to milk. Some's gentle and some ain't never gentle. And my wife's got a little old heifer here. She got with calf young, and she had her calf young, and it come and had to be took away from her dad. Well, she's got gentle. And it was right out there, and one of them wife said, that thing's got milk. Said, I'm going out there. And she went out there and just milked her right off the pack first. The first time she's ever tried to milk.
Is that right?
And you've got to learn them.
What do you say, might you say to a cow to make her stand still when you're going to milk her?
Maybe feed her. Give her some bran.
Do you ever say anything to her?
Well, they'll pet them. That's generally all some woman's job, but was here, you know. I never did have patience enough to fool with one to get her gentleman wife and always break them into milking or somebody else. I wasn't a good hand at it.
Uh-huh.
Say saw or something like that, you know.
And
pat them and be good to them. You couldn't do much with the cow by whooping her.
Mm-hmm.
Some people didn't have no more judgments, you know, and they'd jump on them and kick them and beat them.
Sure.
That don't help. That just makes them worse. You've got to be good to a cow.
Do you call calves differently?
Huh?
Do you call a calf in a different way from the pasture?
A calf?
Yeah.
No, they're just a calf till they get up so big, and then they're called yearlings when they get a year old, or calf till they're a year old, and they're yearlings.
How about a call to horses to get them into the pasture?
Well, you just cope.
Uh-huh.
Cope.
And then a call to horses or mules to make them turn left and right.
How did you and Hoff?
Did you ever use that with could you do that with you could do that with both mules and horses?
You could take them. My granddad had two old mares when I was a boy, and you could plow them old mares without any bride.